This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Simply incredible. About 15 minutes ago, I got done watching, as I prepared for the broadcast, in the control room, Mitt Romney falling on his sword politically for the Republican establishment. It was clearly disgusting. It came off like bad comedy. Donald Trump is not a good businessman. He is bad. He is a fraud, a con artist, a phony, and then gave no evidence. And they're clearly positioning him to run. That is disgusting. Horse race live wire, Breitbart. Mitt Romney pledges to hit Trump harder than he ever did Obama. Absolutely. The fix is in. And the Republican establishment is panicking. Another big story for Breitbart. It's up on InfoWars.com. We told you about that meeting last Thursday that Politico admitted happened, but was secret, 200 top political donors and Rubio, and how they were going to appoint the head of Rubio's campaign was going to be the Koch brothers, chief political strategist. That then happened. Roger Stone put up the video Friday night, went viral on Drudge to millions of readers and viewers. Well, it wasn't just Roger Stone that had somebody in the audience in that meeting, a mole for Liberty. It was recorded by a Breitbart operative, and it's them in there how to steal the election, how to raise the money, how to have a broker convention for Marco Rubio. It's incredible. Roger Stone's coming on in the second hour. We're going to play the tape here. The article's at InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com's linked to it, and obviously where it originates from, Breitbart.com. Breitbart does more journalistic work with all their divisions, Breitbart, Texas, you name it, and their people, than really any other media organization out there, more and more, along with WorldNet Daily. Of course, Drudge aggregating it all and helping put anti-establishment talking points out there, but really got to commend them. And, of course, InfoWars is here, doing a lot of investigative journalism as well, analysis and historical review and breaking through globalist disinformation and really putting out, again, counter-narratives to their globalist world government system and exposing the whole technocracy. But the point is there is a new burgeoning media that isn't the alternative media. We are the new media, and that's becoming more evident every day. So the system wants to come in with censorship. So we can't go back into the memory hole, as we do, and show you the flip-flopping, show you the deceptions, show you Obama promising he wouldn't come after his guns or your guns, but then he does, or you can keep your doctor, but you can't. Now Mitt Romney says that Donald Trump is the worst thing on earth, basically, if he only had those type of words for Obama. But he didn't. He's got him for Donald Trump. As the establishment hits the panic button, well, what about all the flashbacks to the endorsements that he made and the endorsement he got from Trump that he groveled for? Here it is.
Donald Trump has shown an extraordinary ability to understand how our economy works, to create jobs for the American people. He's done it here in Nevada. He's done it across the country. He understands that our economy is facing threats from abroad. He's one of the few people who stood up and said, you know what, China has been cheating. They've taken jobs from Americans. They haven't played fair. We have to have a president who will stand up to cheaters. We believe in free trade and free enterprise, but we don't believe in allowing people to cheat day in and day out. I spent my life in the private sector, not quite as successful as this guy, but successful nonetheless, sufficiently successful to understand what it takes to get America to be the most attractive place in the world for innovators, entrepreneurs, and business, and job creators. I think it's time for us to recognize we can't keep going down the road we're on. We have to dramatically change course. So I want to say thank you.
Now, basically, he wants to thank Donald Trump. So there you go. Now we've seen the reverse of that today. We've got clips of that coming up as well. Roger Stone joins us. Mark Dice on his new book, The Illuminati in Hollywood. and how that ties into the secret rituals and things, Bohemian Grove and Justice Scalia's death in part of a secret society. It's all coming up today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And it's 3-3-2016 on this Thursday worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour today. Roger Stone is going to be joining us about the huge developments with Mitt Romney coming out and saying that Donald Trump is, quote, a phony and a fraud, and echoing the con artist statements that has been coming out of the flying elephant, Marco Rubio, Dumbo. And I wish Dumbo would just fly away, since he wants to make comments about Donald Trump's T-Rex hands, which he doesn't have. I kind of have diminutive hands. They're not really small, but compared to the rest of my body, I kind of have my grandmother's genetics in my hands. She was like 5 feet tall. And then I've got regular size 11 feet, but I just never get over people obsessing over people's hand sizes as some type of insult that you supposedly are unendowed. at least in my life, that is the wives' tale has not been true. But this is what the campaign has stooped to, so we are now stooping to that with the Ferengi ambassador, Marco Rubio, who I heard has been scheduled to be in the next Star Trek. I'm actually serious. They want to cast him because in the next episode, the Ferengi actually attack the Federation. And so he's got a big starring role as the Ferengi ambassador in the new Star Trek series. Okay, I'm joking around, ladies and gentlemen. He actually has a starring role in Dumbo. I don't write this stuff. I just come up with it. He does also... never mind. Let's get serious. We don't care about how big his ears are or what he does in bubble baths, quite frankly. The fact is he's a globalist. The establishment, the Koch brothers, the entire establishment is behind him, and that's why he's bad news. We also have the Republicans trying to obviously stop Trump with a broker convention coming up at the Republican National Convention in a few months. And they're admitting now more and more that's their plan, trial ballooning, selling, stealing an election like it's no big deal and kosher. Well, there's also something called a FBI primary. And the fact that they just gave one of Hillary's underlings that minded her computer immunity means it looks like he's getting ready to testify. And if he does testify, chances are that's not going to be good news for Hillary, who's been caught lying so many times and has changed her story so many times. I tried to do a video on it and found like 15, 16 different times she changed it the last few years to where I got so confused I didn't even do the video. That's the problem with the Clintons. It's just there's so many lies. It's kind of like I tried to find all the clips where Donald Trump since 2001 disavowed David Duke and the KKK. And there were so many of them and so many instances that I just turned it over to Rob Dew and I said, you try to find them all. And it's well over 15. I had said 14. We found 15. 15. And of course, there's more since then. But it was so funny Tuesday night during the live coverage. I've talked a lot about this because it illustrates everything. Three different reporters get up and say, why won't you disavow the Klan? And he said, I disavowed it in 2001. I disavowed it last week a whole bunch of times. I disavowed it today several times on the road. But I disavow. I don't support any of that. I'm inclusive, and I love the fact that blacks and Hispanics are voting for me in record numbers. It's wonderful. Guys that like the Klan don't have black ladies up on stage kissing me. And the next reporter gets up and says, why won't you disavow? Not go deeper into how you disavow or some angle like that, still pushing it, but just, why won't you disavow? And he went, I just disavowed. 2 minutes ago, okay, disavow again. Another one, disavow. Oh, wait a minute. How many times? Okay, I'll disavow, but wait, you just heard the answer. And he had to disavow and play the game because they're going to keep saying it. If he says, look, I already did that, I'm not getting into it. That's the game. And this is how they operate. Then they can get Democrats into Republican positions, have them say wild and crazy things, like we see happening in Travis County right now, in my view, and then say, disavow this person. It's the oldest trick in the book. It happened to Rand Paul. When he won the Republican primary, the Democrats started coming out, remember 4 years ago? Dressed in hayseed outfits with overalls. And I remember saying, that looks like that's fake. We need to investigate who these people are. Folks did Google face analysis and found them Democratic Party campaign paid members. Out with signs saying, I hate Mexicans. In fact, you guys, Democrats caught posing as racist against Rand Paul. They also got caught in Houston. A proto-Black Lives Matter type group got caught doing that. And they just do it over, running around screaming the N-word and saying, I support Rand Paul. This is what they do. And it's a dirty trick. And it just shows how sick these people are. Now, I'm not getting back to an old story from yesterday because I have lack of information. I got too much. Justice Department grants immunity to Hillary Clinton's email server technician. Denmark's leading Muslim imam calls for death of infidels and women who cheat on their husbands. He's telling his flock, kill people. That's a call to action. That's not legal. It's not free speech. France warns Britain of migrant influx after EU exit. Mass transit meets mass surveillance, and now legislation is being introduced to not let them listen and watch you on buses and on street corners. See, now we admit this is going on to ourselves. Now we can do something to stop it. Police have told the lawmakers for future options on arming drones. My issue was, when we warned of all this coming, people said it didn't exist. Remember just 3-4 years ago, they would say, there's no plan to put drones in the sky surveilling farmers, when it was already happening. Again, Mitt Romney, Donald Trump is a phony and a fraud. Trump rolls out free market health care plan. It's an excellent plan. He actually does have a plan. The media just runs this hoax that he doesn't have a plan. Mitt Romney's niche to stuff Republican debate audience with anti-Trump insiders. It's good to be on the inside, isn't it, there? Audio, Rubio campaign manager, plots broker convention in Manhattan donor meeting with the Koch brothers to take nomination from Trump. This, by the way, confirms everything that Stone said that he had an operative in the meeting listening to. And, of course, Stone writes for Breitbart. And I'm not mad at him that he's giving them the scoop, but, gee, I wonder whose operative got the audio in Manhattan. Roger Stone's joining us next hour. I don't care if other groups get the scoops. I want them to. Because we need more successful groups exposing tyranny and more investigative journalism, not less. That's how I don't get killed or put in prison. We all fight for liberty together. Rising tide raises all ships. We work together in the liberty media, and we defeat the globalist takeover. That's what this revolution against tyranny, this insurrection, this overthrow of the occupying globalist is about. And notice that narrative's getting out there. So we're going to play that audio next hour when Stone joins us. Report, this is from Infowars.com. A lot of evidence points towards it. This is not a dirty trick here, you know, like they said the Carson was dropping out, the Cruz did. This is where it's all pointing to, because the elite aren't giving him money. They're all getting behind Rubio with Romney in the back, as we told you, with Roger Stone last week. He had the inside moles at the inside meeting with 200 millionaires and billionaires, and they told him, we're giving you $25 million of our own money this week, another $50 million from these other donors as pledge in the next week, but if you lose Florida coming up in the middle of March, you are done. And then Romney comes in. And that's exactly what Stone said last week. You got to go watch that 10-minute interview I did on the outside after we ate dinner in downtown Austin with Stone. Headline, what was that headline? It was Koch Brothers to give $75 million to Rubio to defeat Trump. And now everything Stone said has been borne out. Cruz, next to exit race, according to reports we have linked at Infowars.com. Kit Daniels' article, Texas Senator losing cash fast and underperforming in delegate count. We're going to get into that article. The Republican establishment has four options to try to stop Trump, and none of them are good. We'll get into Michael Snyder's article. Another Breitbart article. We're having the president of Breitbart on to talk about this. Well, this is the Eagle Forum, which is from Breitbart. How the GOP's insider plan to steal the nod from Trump. Another big story. Neocons pen open letter declaring war on Donald Trump. I mean, what more do you need to know we've got to be behind Trump? This is just ridiculous. Over 65,000 people signed petition to arrest and prosecute Bill Clinton for violating election laws. That was last night. This morning it was close to 100,000. That's in the Don Salazar article, Infowars.com. Establishment strategists back Trump, too late to ask mommy to rewrite rules. Threat against Trump on Facebook leads to deportation order for Egyptian student that wants Trump bye-bye. Congressman suggests FBI is taking advantage of San Bernardino tragedy to push legislation. Gee, you think so? They let the jihadis in under White House orders, but then want to take all of our remaining remnant of liberties away to keep us safe. Carson has quit, as we said a few days ago, he was set to. Quits presidential race, saying no path forward. That is just some of the news I'm going to burrow back into after the break. But this is even bigger than Trump and everything we're talking about. Because if you don't understand this, you don't understand anything. And when we come back, I'm going to get into the most important subject in the world for just the 6-minute segment. Then we're going to come back in the long segment, get to all the clips, the Mitt Romney attack, his flip-flopping, Trump's response, So much more. Military news, North Korea firing missiles across the bow of Japan, threatening nuclear war. There is a lot to cover, obviously, here on this live Thursday, the third day of March 2016, global transmission. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the frontline sites. And we also have a great store with a lot of amazing items and big discounts and 50% off right now, colloidal silver.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plight could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filter systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
sound familiar. It's a family dog. Whether it's a... Bison on the plains of North America. Or a mule. Or dolphins. Every higher order species. Fire ants even. Defend their young. And cherish their young. You can have... 20-foot great white shark and one female dolphin protecting her pup will attack that great white shark, even though she's only 5 feet long, 6 feet long, and will drive that shark away. That's not feminism. That's not male power. That's not female power. That's mammal power. And mammals are known... really more than any species, to become highly agitated and vicious in the defense of their young. There's many documented cases by fire departments and police departments of a mother picking a multi-thousand-pound car up off of their baby that's screaming in pain. Because the governor isn't there anymore, and a woman that couldn't normally squat 200 pounds can suddenly squat over 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, it's been estimated. Because their child is screaming and bleeding and begging, and they black out and they pick the car up. Now, that's hardwired into us for a reason. It's a base level program. It's called a drive state. Sex is a drive state. Being hungry is a drive state. Needing to go to the bathroom is a drive state. But the strongest... isn't sex, isn't even food, protecting the young. And what is the most important thing we can understand in this world? And I'm going to play this clip after the break. If we don't care about our young, it means we don't care about ourselves. We don't care about our old. And if we don't care about our young and our old and our unborn, we don't care about our veterans. And it means nobody's going to care about us. And the yuppie, the trendy, they always want to socially run up a flag that they're not racist or they give to charity or they care about the earth. But statistically, you can pull it up in major university studies from Canada and England, six or more times likely to steal, to not give to charity, and to lie. Those that keep socially signaling that they're morally superior and better. Whereas conservatives and libertarians are globally the biggest givers and the people that don't tell you when they make a donation or don't tell you how much. Because it almost ruins it when you do that, unless you're doing it as an example to get others to give to a good cause. If we don't care about the unborn, we don't care about anybody. And of course, that's just a common sense thing that a normal person has, but they've engineered that out of us with the modern culture. And here's the article, CNS News. It's up on InfoWars.com with the audio, the video. Bioethicist. We're going to play it when we come back. Listen to these key words. This is the most important thing ever. We have commodified babies and baby parts. Like pork bellies and chicken eggs. We have dehumanized ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, at least these babies go through pain, and it's horrible, but at least it's not as completely conscious as a child or an adult. It's horrible. But let me tell you something. The fact that for 30 years they've been growing humanoid chimeras in utero, I've been talking about this for 20 years on air. I couldn't believe it when it was in trade publications 20 years ago, 21 years ago. And no one believed me, even when it was in the BBC 18 years ago. They said, yes, in South Korea, and yes, in Costa Rica and other areas. They are growing embryos where there aren't laws against it, up to larger size in mammals, like cows and pigs. And so that they're not rejected, they've been engineered to be part animal. Now, again, I keep harping on this because it's the loss of humanity and not caring and losing that instinct to say no
when
our young
march,
torn apart.
The empire's on the run.
It lowers our
Alex
spiritual
Jones
defenses.
And the GCN Radio Network.
I'll explain it when we come back. It opens the gate.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into the latest loveless jihad invasion accelerating. I'm going to get into the campaign, Mitt Romney's vicious, underhanded, treacherous, backstabbing, dishonorable behavior. I mean, if he's going to call Trump a phony and a fraud and a con man, deliver the goods. You know, I'm loyal to a fault. If I endorse somebody and they endorse me and I'm friends with them and I play golf with them and I eat dinner with them, as these two have done dozens of times, and then you come out and you trash them and you don't even deliver evidence, I'll admit it. I grew up thinking Texas was nothing special. I was so sick of, you know, the families all flying Texas flags at their houses and telling me about how illustrious our family was in Texas history and how Texans, you know, real Texans do what they say they're going to do. And mean, I didn't dislike it, but you're a kid. You rebel against what your parents and grandparents and, you know, what you hear and everybody with the Texas stuff on their cars and, you know, taking me to memorials and special centennials and Daughters of the Republic of Texas, you know, events. And I'm like, oh, Mom, Dad, why are you involved in this Texas stuff? Well, it's heritage. We've got to keep it alive, and it's special. And then all these years later, I look back and I realize I was actually at a disadvantage in my life because I grew up around people that didn't cheat, didn't steal, and did what they said they were going to do, and also didn't back down. And I look around at so many of my fellow Americans, and I tell you, they're scum. And they think it's cute to backstab. They think it's smart to be betrayers. I know so many people I have helped and done nothing to in my life. And they think it's manly or cool to lie about me and to try to destroy me. Like blowing up a friend or lying about someone that helped you is cool. And it's because they're mentally ill, they're narcissistic, and they're so twisted in their competition that they can't stand seeing someone else who's more successful than them. And so they want to pile on and tear somebody down who doesn't deserve it. I have no wish to hurt somebody who's better looking than me, more wealthy than I am, more successful than I am. As long as they're honorable, then I admire them and want to learn things from them and want to be in the company of people like that, of honorable people. And then I look at somebody like Mitt Romney, friends with Donald Trump, off and on for decades, at dinners and events and saying they're friends. And I just look at it, and it's embarrassing. Because this is supposedly an upstanding, honorable guy. But he's not. He's a sociopath in a suit with plastic surgery. That's the thing I like about Trump. Yeah, there's no plastic surgery there. He loves the fact that he looks like a toad. And when I'm almost 70 years old, I already look like a toad. There's not going to be any plastic surgery here, folks. People say, you ought to get a skin treatment. You've got sunspots. Great, I'm going to get more. And my crow's feet. And my teeth will fall out. And one day I'll go back to the dust. I'm just sick of phony people. And I realize that I was an advantage later in life, because once you get through all the losers and the fake people, you get into the society that's left in some areas of successful men and women that are honorable, then all the doors open up for you. But there's also the dishonorable society at the top as well that's always waging war against the honorable society, and it always says the honorable society is the one that's dishonorable. The whole power structure, the dishonored, mass-murdering, kingpin winners of all human time, all ages, all human experiences, the communist Chinese have killed in their own annals 84 million of their own citizens. Never brought to justice, never tried, and the children of those elites are still carrying on the murder, the warehousing of humans, the selling of the organs, the Falun Gong, because they're Buddhist, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they have, quote, fresh organs, the Chinese government advertises, and they have mobile execution vans where they cut you up on the tarmac when the plane's ready to take off. They take your heart, your liver, your lungs. Rich Americans and others fly into Japan. They wait at the hospital. It's an hour away. They take off, and they land, and you get your organs. Again, see, that all ties back into the commodity. As if lying about someone is just a commodity now. Mitt Romney groveling at the feet of the establishment, coming in with the Koch brothers and the Chinese government and the Mexican government and the British government and the Pope and the RNC and the Davos group and Larry Summers, the architect of the banker bailouts and the subprime scams and the derivatives. There isn't one big author, it's him. And the Clintons all weighing in. Because Donald Trump didn't spend money with the political class because he didn't appoint a bunch of their top advisors and promise to do whatever they said and make the deals. He said, I'm not going to let China have an internal 20% tariff on us. We're going to have real free trade. And they went, no, you're not. We own factories over there and made the deal to sell out. And we've got America on its knees with our foot on their neck. And you're not coming in like a bunch of hyenas over there killed. It's almost dead. And they're in the night with their eyes shining. And they're looking over at Trump and the American people going, I don't know who you are, whether you want to eat this or save it. I don't know if you're a mama, it's daddy, or you want the meat. I don't know if you're a predator like me or you're here to save it. But you're not getting it. And more hyenas are coming in. And Trump, like a lion, sitting right there, like 500 hyenas. And more Americans are becoming lions, backing him up. And all these cowards sit there. There's thousands of hyenas now line up against hundreds of lions. With their big snapping jaws. Their eyes in the night. You ever seen footage of hyenas in the night? Those eyes flashing. Laughing. Calling up the hordes. More! More! More power against me! We will steal it at the convention! We will disqualify whoever we want, whatever we want! But we're forcing the establishment to show their hand. To show their cards. Resistance is victory, because when you resist, you make the enemy come out in the open. And Donald Trump and Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and people like that, myself, I've had my name to a great extent cut up and attacked. I mean, with stupid people, I'm a horrible person. But I know who I am in my heart. God knows who I am. I'm here to be destroyed. Just like Donald Trump is, or any other leader. I hope I'm not, and I may not. But it doesn't matter. I know the role I'm playing. I know the office I'm in. And there is completion in that. I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the best analysis I can. I'm trying to be the most honorable person I can. I've been over backwards to be the best person I can. And to really not lie to myself. And to really be a good person. And so I struggle with guilt constantly. People that know me go, why are you guilty? You're like really good. Yeah, but I could be better. And it's because there's a quick slide into wickedness. But I'm not going to cheat to win and to defeat the establishment just to become it. I want to overthrow this entire corrupt system that's sitting on top of humanity. I want to restore the Republic, restore the Renaissance. And I've been praising George Washington a lot on air lately, and I've seen trash. Weak trash on the internet, on YouTube, on InfoWars, you name it, bad-mouthing George Washington. And I'm a student of history because growing up it's so entertaining. Let me get to the news and this body part story. That's key. And I have read about Julius Caesar, and I've read about Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, and Joseph Stalin, and Nebuchadnezzar. I basically read it all. And I've read the military books, and I've read the stories about everything from George Washington to German French Foreign Legion fighter Rolf Steiner. Hundreds and hundreds of military books, because it was so entertaining. I had no idea I was getting military training the whole time. I basically read most of what West Point I learned has in their library, including Starship Troopers. The fiction and the nonfiction. By the way, Starship Troopers is not like the movie. You want to know why the Pentagon makes it required reading? Go read the book. And then look at the realize it was written by Heinlein in the 50s, and it all basically technologically has come true. Robert A. Heinlein. Now, let's continue here. And they say he was a dirty, filthy Mason. And Jones, you are a scumbag Mason coward yourself. I love how I'm a Mason and I work for the Vatican and I work for Israel. I don't work for the Vatican. I don't work for Masons. I don't work for Israel. I don't work for anybody but humankind. surviving and being successful and giving everybody a shot to be free. And it's easy to sit there and attack the Masons all day because just like society, they've become corrupt and weak. And they've been overtaken like a fiddler crab moves into some other creature's shell after it dies. There aren't many real Masons in the world today. It was taken over by the Illuminati. And I break all that down in that very video where people are saying, how dare you defend George Washington and say he was a great man, when he wrote about it and tried to expose it and stop the French Revolution here, which was a communist revolution. And I'm just so sick of ignorant people that like have a word like Mason. They know nothing. And they just throw it out there like Jew. You're a Jew. And I'm like, I mean, it's like saying, you know, decry the Ku Klux Klan. And I'm like, well, I'm not for the Klan. But to say Jew, it's so diverse. It's so big. It's so many ideas and thoughts. I go, okay, I am Jewish. That's right. I have right to return to Israel. I was born in Israel. It's not true. I don't have one drop of Jewish blood in me. But I've had a lot and do have a lot of Jewish friends, and I've never gotten anything but help from not my Jewish sponsors. Last time I checked, none of them are Jewish, but from Jews in my life. The problem is a lot of Jews have been pushed around and stepped on, so they turn to the dark side. And Jews that have turned to the dark side are truly very evil indeed. Anyone that turns to the dark side is evil and bad news. So I'd like to not fight with blacks and Hispanics and Jews and Masons and Catholics and everybody else. I'd rather just promote humanity and liberty and say, hey, let's agree we're not going to sell body parts of babies. And let's agree we're not going to keep them alive to take their organs. And let's agree we're going to tell China to stop killing Christians and Buddhists and holding them in cells for years and genetically typing them, preparing them in lockers, basically. They even exercise them and feed them good food, getting them ready to have their organs harvested. Because as a human, I don't like seeing mammals kept in bad cages or chickens with their beaks cut off in filth. And I don't want to eat that either. Bad mojo. But my empathy for animals, like when I see a dead dog on the side of the road, what about empathy for the baby parts, for the humans? Where's that empathy, see? So I want to transcend all the labels and all the garbage, but I want to say George Washington, by military historians around the world, in Russia, in England, in Japan, in France, in Venezuela, 100 years ago, look it up. Look at who in military training academies, who they have voting societies and military groups that vote on the greatest general ever and the toughest, and it's George Washington. Our founder was the best there probably ever was. And you sit there because you're a big man and you call him a Mason and say he was a devil worshiper when he was a devout Christian and tried to keep Masonry Christian. And it was overthrown by the Satanists to a great extent. And you sit there in your ignorance and you piss on George Washington. I didn't know they stacked garbage that high. That's all I want to say to you. You're filth. You're stupid. You're dumb. And you should apologize for the crap comes out of your mouth. I'm so sick of weak people that hadn't done nothing. That think because they got fake social justice warrior arrogance that they're above everybody else that's done something. And that goes for fake conservatives, too. Let's go to this clip. This is from Congress. Bioethicists, we have commodified babies and baby parts. We've reached a point in our society where there effectively is an Amazon.com for human parts. Entire babies. Representative Diane Black, Republican Tennessee, asked the witness at the special hearing on bioethics and fetal tissue on Wednesday. Dr. Jared Kevin Donovan, a pediatrician and bioethicist at Georgetown University, responded that the practice of using tissue from aborted babies, the government termed research, shocks my conscience, and it should shock the conscience of the nation. See, they played a game where they go, fetal tissue, Bush won't let us have fetal tissue. But then if you label it differently, you can use whatever you want. See, it's all games, and that's being shattered now. Let's go ahead and go to this testimony.
I want to ask the panelists, have we reached a point in our society where there effectively is an Amazon.com for human parts, including entire babies? And I'd like to ask our panel for their opinion on this email and the notion of obtaining potentially entire embryos on demand. Dr. Donovan, would you like to address this?
I personally find that it shocks my conscience, and I think it should shock the conscience of the nation. I think you're absolutely right. You know, we have commodified what have been referred to as the products of conception, meaning babies and baby parts. And, yes, they are for sale, supposedly just to cover one's costs. But those costs seem to be quite variable. But even if they were given away free, it's shocking to be ordering what you want. Can I have a boy fetus or a girl fetus or a brain or a heart or a liver? This is totally in distinction to the honorable transplantation industry that that is life-saving and shows great respect for the donors.
Ms. Cunningham.
I think what we need to pay attention to here is not, is this somehow increasing abortion? My concern is that researchers have come to count on induced abortion for their research. And one of the articles that I cited in my written testimony shows that they say that liver from induced abortions is widely available and is a promising source. What have we come to where researchers need induced abortion to do their research? Wouldn't it have been better if we had banned this at the beginning and used the creative minds that we have?
And Ms. Cunningham, I hate to cut you off, but I have
alternatives.
Thank you. And I just have one brief comment to make because my time is going to end here in just a second. I believe that we should give the same information and dignity to these young women that are making these decisions. And I believe that it should be a more informed and educational decision that they are making, and I don't believe that is happening currently.
All right. For an eight-month-old induced abortion, what they mean is late term, they can get hundreds of thousands of dollars. But to run these giant facilities and the ads and the marketing, they call it expenses. It's all a sick game. But they always just change the subject. This is total dehumanization. And remember, we talk about this 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. And people would say, oh, they're not selling baby parts. Ladies and gentlemen, women wonder why abortions were $300 when I was in high school and they're $300 today. That's just the number they've got to make you think it's a service. They get federal and foundation grants that pay for it all, and then they're selling the tissue. They have been selling melted down baby collagen for at least 30 years out of China. It's fenced into France. It's put in the finest cosmetics that women buy. And women, you really should investigate if your companies you're buying from are that, because you don't want to be smearing melted down baby fat on your face, sweetheart. And yeah, it does make you look young, doesn't it? You have become vampires unknowingly. Now, here's the big secret, and I don't personally follow this or believe this. When I say these things, it's like I'm an anthropologist or a sociologist in New Guinea studying the tribes that eat their enemies' organs and shrink their heads and believe that they get the power of their spirit. I don't believe that. But the dominant religion in the global elite is an amalgamation of a host of occult practices around the world. They even integrate Aztec, you know, end of Mayan culture ideas as far west as that, but it's mainly settled around Germanic, Luciferian, Faustian death cult. And they do black magic rituals at Bohemian Grove. I've been there, and Skull and Bones has come out, people broken in there, and there's the animals. First, they do corrupting rituals where they bathe in feces and urine and have sex. And that's even in the movie The Good Shepherd that has Matt Damon in it, and it was directed by Robert De Niro. I mean, I'm just telling you, and of course we told you about it years before that was in the movie. And then after they've got you to get ready to corrupt yourself, then you start to corrupt others. And they basically want to introduce corruption into you spiritually. And whether you believe there's a spirit or not, which obviously there's other dimensions there is, just another dimension of our being, but the core that goes on, the animation of the body. But it's more sophisticated. Your Earth suit is a genetic memory, literally, of everybody before you. So it's multi-levels, and no one else says this. I say this. So this is the truth. Dealing with the body. But as a fact, it's prima facie right there. The memories, the instincts, the cells, the genetics, it's a code. I mean, the elite know this, but I'm the only one saying it publicly. And I know what's in their writings a lot of times before I even read their writings, because I'm just tuned in directly to what's going on. I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. And the secret is, the allegory is like The Golden Child, pretty good movie with Eddie Murphy, and they're trying to get the little holy boy who they want to kill so they can bring in the Antichrist to, you know, unbalance the world and bring in the evil. It's more of an Illuminati view of things, but they want to kill him with this special dagger, but they can't till he's injected and until he's willfully ingested the blood of sacrificed children. And it's like episode 3 in Star Wars when Palpatine, Darth Sidious, says to Darth Vader, you know, to really get evil and to really get rid of the goodness in you and to really go to the dark side, you need to go kill about 100 kids. Go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be powerful enough to face Obi-Wan Kenobi. And see, these are children's movies, but they're allegories. And Lucas said that, of how things really work. And he said, you want to know about 9/11? See episode 3, where it's a false flag. And so they need us to say abortion's okay. They need us to eat and ingest the sacrificed babies. It's spiritual. Because then God's protection is taken away from us. That's why Pepsi and a whole bunch of other formulators use baby fetal parts in their flavor production. Then they synthetically, off the baby parts, produce the flavor, but then they test it in a genetic match with the flavor of baby fat, baby endorphins, growth hormone, things like that. That's how they get around the law to not tell you they're putting growth hormone-like things in the food. They just create something that's close to it, but it's biological in nature and has a larger molecule. And so food is really drugs. That's why they want to addict you and get you off real food and force you into their matrix. I remember that came out like 5 years ago. People couldn't believe it. Now folks go, oh, yeah, it's been in the news. Pepsi, you know. Remember Obama came in and wouldn't let the board of directors even wanted to know why we have baby parts. It's hurting sales. And the Homeland Security got involved and said, and was in the news and said, it's not being looked at, okay? Because it's national security that you drink Pepsi tainted with the essence of dead children. That's in the game, folks. Because then metaphorically, the Ajani dagger can be slid right into you and your family. Then they got spiritual right to kill you. They're conducting black magic on a huge scale. You need to understand that. Now, if you've been involved in abortion, or you've been drinking or using cosmetics and ingesting humans, you can be forgiven at any time. It's metaphysical. You got to say, I didn't know, I repent, or I believed it was just body parts. I didn't know I killed my child, or I didn't know I paid girlfriends to kill their kids. I repent, I was wrong, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. You will feel the weight just come off you. I'm telling you, folks, the enemy knows how to control things for a reason. And they've got you caught in what they believe is a black magic spell. And quite frankly, whatever it is, it's working. I've studied them. I mean, they don't have, you know, all the bush sons bathing in feces and worshiping Satan for nothing. You understand that? All right? They do all this for a reason. You're baptized in water as a Baptist, they baptize in feces while being urinated on. I'm sorry to be gross. That's who runs this country. They get on their knees with the devil. And they want to kill you and your family.